Focus on flowers. The gentry in Victorian England, who had the money to grow flowers, had a large staff to grow and display them. Fashionable, wealthy people did not work in gardens, even though they enjoyed flowers as ornaments. The development of Covent Garden Flower Market, founded in 1894, allowed flowers to be available for sale for the very first time. Demand increased as prosperity increased, and the Royal Horticultural Society held more and more flower shows, and trade in potted plants and cut flowers grew. At first, the head gardeners of the great country houses were suppliers. Flowers and surplus vegetables from the head gardeners' estates were soon augmented and then replaced by those grown by agricultural workers. Mechanization transformed the painstaking work of growing both edible and decorative plants. Hard work was suddenly out of fashion, and the emphasis was on saving time and labor. Chemicals and fertilizers were also developed to replace loads of manure wheeled in barrows. Covent Garden Floral Hall thrived as more and more flowers became available for sale to eager customers from all walks of life. It is interesting, however, that wildflowers were never sold in the hall itself. They were sold by the marginalized sellers like Eliza Doolittle, referred to as flower girls, who walked the streets nearby. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Covent Garden.